The wrong question to ask of a myth is whether it is true or false. The right question is whether it is living or dead, whether it still speaks to our condition. Richard Holloway.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Welcome to the Essential Oil Revolution. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. You're tuning in to the world's number one essential oils podcast, where we deep dive into essential oil usage, safety, health, and wellness. We're doing something special for the month of February. We're covering four of the most controversial topics when it comes to essential oil usage. You can go back to last week's episode if you want to hear more about our guest today, Jade Schutz, who is a certified aromatherapist. Also, she teaches and certifies aromatherapists online at her school. You can learn more below in the show notes or on last week's episode. So without further ado, here is part two of our series.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life. And it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
This is, I think, one of the most controversial questions when it comes to essential oils. You see fights about this all over the internet. Is true or false, you should never ingest essential oils. So Jade, how do you respond to this?
False. So essential oils are interesting because as I have learned about them, essential oils are in a gray area when it comes to they're not completely cosmetic products and they're not completely dietary supplement products. They can actually be both. Right. And essential oils have been used historically, internally in various medicinal products. You know, they're listed in pharmacopoeias all over the world based upon them being used internally. The controversy in the aromatherapy field arises because most of us and most of the world have adopted this kind of English model or of how we practice aromatherapy, which is based upon massage. That is even, you know, in today's world, even with massage therapists, it's outside their scope of practice to utilize essential oils internally. But that doesn't mean that essential oils are dangerous when used internally. It just means that it didn't fit into the scope of practice of the prevalent model of aromatherapy. When I was in France, I was amazed at how many over-the-counter remedies are available for people to just go in and purchase that contain essential oils, you know, for digestive upsets or for anxiety.
Not only is it common to see internal use of essential oils in places like France, all over Europe, but we also use essential oils in so many everyday food products like Coca-Cola or root beer or gums and things like that. So the internal use is quite common, yet how did we get to this place where people are literally yelling at each other online about, no, you know, this is extremely dangerous and almost to the point of this is unethical to share this type of use of essential oils?
So I think a lot of the disagreement that we see out on social media has to do with this lack of understanding that essential oils do have a historical framework or model in which they were used. And also it comes down to when we're working with essential oils internally, the quality of the essential oil, of course, is very important because the quality can affect any potential adverse reactions.
So it's safe to say that some essential oils with proper usage, and we'll get into some of that safety here soon, are safe to take internally. But I know that there's also this other side of this world, which is the corporate side, where companies have to choose how to label their products. And there's a lot of red tape and expenses involved with labeling something as a dietary product or safe for internal use. I don't want to get into all that, but we can say safely that yes, if an essential oil product is labeled safe for internal use, then we can assume it is indeed safe for internal use. But does the other side work as well if something's labeled, you know, do not ingest? Should we just automatically say, oh, okay, I'm just not going to mess with that. I'm not going to use it internally.
Not necessarily, because a lot of the companies, a lot of aromatherapy companies choose to come under cosmetic kind of legislation because it's a lot less expensive. I mean, really, to produce a dietary supplement is a costly venture for any company. So most of the essential oils I use internally, the bottles themselves say not for internal use, but I am confident in the quality to be using them internally. Do you know, for me, this argument, you know, more and more I'm recognizing that I love essential oils and aromatherapy because they provide me with the opportunity to take care of my own health and my family's health. And so I have learned how to utilize essential oils internally so I can make my own suppositories or cough syrup, or, you know, even taking a little drop if I have like a tickle in my throat where I think, oh, I might be getting like sick, I'll take, you know, some essential oil, put a drop or two and a little bit of honey and take that internally.
You have that relationship with your essential oils. You understand the source that you're getting these essential oils from. You trust that it's a good, reputable source that has good quality oils. And then you also know the differences between all the different essential oils themselves, which I think a lot of people at home, that's where a lot of the fear comes in. They think, oh, I'm not educated enough. What if I use the wrong one? Or what if I use the wrong amount? So what advice could you give to people who are still kind of stuck in that fear space because of that lack of really concrete answers?
So one of the things I recommend is any of the books by Kurt Schnabelt. And he has several. He's always talking about some of the simple ways one can begin taking essential oils internally and why you would want to do this. The other thing to remember is the dosage of essential oil for internal use is very small. It's like 1 to 3 drops, 1 to 3 times a day. So if you are beginning to explore the internal use of essential oils and you want to try, say, will lavender help calm my nerves because smelling it isn't, you could just add 1 drop into a little bit of honey or on a sugar cube or a piece of bread even, and take that internally and just see how your body responds.
So it's important to educate yourself a bit. And I think that that's the crux of the issue. I think a lot of people that get upset about this issue get upset because they fear that the sort of lackluster approach of people being like, oh yeah, sure, essential oils are safe to take internally, could lead to some people that aren't educated enough to maybe use the wrong oil or use too much or just not use it appropriately. So to avoid that, you know, understand that there are certain essential oils that you probably do not want to take internally. I mean, a little bit's not going to kill you, but a lot could seriously damage. And I have a bit of a list, and I'm not going to pretend it's totally exhaustive, but essential oils you wouldn't want to take internally include wintergreen, cypress, hyssop, pine, arborvitae, birch, cedarwood, eucalyptus, white fir, and tea tree. That's a list that I have, and there could be some debate on even those.
Absolutely. Do you know, and there is a, even in the list that you've provided, there it should be a distinction. Do you know, for companies, those are clearly oils they would not use in dietary supplement formulations because let's take cypress is the one I'm most familiar with. Cypress is not on the grass list. It is not generally recognized as safe. So it's not like wintergreen and birch, which just really have no reason to be used internally and do have a little bit more potential toxicity associated with them. With cypress, companies don't use it and they can't put it even on the bottle because cypress is not on the grass list. However, cypress, and this I learned from Kurt Schnabelt as well, is incredibly beneficial at preventing like full-blown strep throat. So he recommends at the very beginning of when one is getting sick of just putting 1 or 2 drops of cypress on the tongue and then just kind of swallowing that. And I have seen that over and over. And again, through like all these years I've been involved with aromatherapy, so it can be incredibly beneficial for that. But it, again, it's not considered to be an oil used in dietary supplements because it's not on the GRAS list.
And the GRAS list is generally recognized as safe.
Correct.
It's a list that exists that you, you know, you can look up. So yeah, that's really interesting and kind of proves the point that with this question in particular, there's a lot of nuance involved. So with that in mind, with that nuance in mind, let's just summarize real quick the kind of major do's and don'ts of using essential oils internally.
So some of the takeaway from this conversation is, one, know the essential oils you are working with. Understand why internal use may be the best method of application. Know which essential oils you should not be taking internally and the dilution. And some of the other safety information I think is really important. We don't tend to recommend the internal use of essential oils during pregnancy or breastfeeding because some of that essential oil can actually come through the breast milk and may not be good for the baby. Anyone, you know, who has a compromised immune system may want to pause and work with a practitioner instead of trying to do this at home by themselves. And remember that the dosage is very small. 1 to 3 drops total can be very effective.
Well, thank you, Jade. And thank you for using the word may a lot. I really like that word when, you know, you may want to consult a practitioner, you may want to do this because as we've said time and time again, there's a lot of nuance here. And may is such a better word than always or never.
Absolutely. I mean, how I started working with them internally is I had a really bad case of bronchitis. And of course, I was a traditionally trained aromatherapist, so everything was external. And I read Kurt's book at some point. I mean, this was years ago. And I was like, shit, I'm making myself like some rectal suppositories, you know. And so I made up those suppositories. And within 24 hours, the infection, you know, I had like green sputum. It was gross. It was like, it was instant. I mean, I was blown away at how quickly it worked. So that's just me. I mean, granted, I was building my relationship with essential oils, but that's how I started my internal use exploration, was just doing it on myself and making, you know, and of all things to begin with, rectal suppositories, but they're great for like lower lung type of things. And, you know, and I just had faith that I knew what I was doing. And, but it was all from Kurt's writings. You know, I'm sure you've read his books. I mean, he's like outside the aromatherapy field and, you know, is also not prone to all these hyped up safety things, you know, and the fear mongering. Kurt Schnaubaut's really about empowering us, right? Like, oh, no, you can use them. You know, I know we haven't touched the water thing, but I was talking to a colleague the other day and she was like, you know, you can put essential oil. And this is like a hardcore, like safety person, but we're friends and she's like, you know, it's really not that bad. It's like, but you can't say that because, you know, people put 30 drops instead of 1 or 2 drops, you know? And so it's like, you know, you could use them in water, but it's gotten such a bad rap and so many people attack you.
Right.
It's, you know, it's like one of those things.
And no one likes to be yelled at through the internet, that's for sure.
No, except, well, the aromatherapy police come out. How dare you use essential oils in your products and blah, blah. And I'm like, what would it be like to live in that world?
Yeah, it'd be fearful. It would be very fearful.
Exactly. Exactly.
I hope you're enjoying these bite-sized episodes of the Essential Oil Revolution. Don't forget, if you're newer to podcasts, you can find a catalog of all of our past episodes, over 300 completely free, in-depth conversations about how to use essential oils through any podcast app or on our website, revolutionoilspodcast.com. You can also ask your smart device to play the Essential Oil Revolution podcast. Don't forget to hit that follow button so you can get notified when new episodes are released. Also, I have a free gift for you. If you're looking for a basic quick start guide that goes over a lot of these safety protocols, it has list in there of which essential oils are generally regarded as unsafe or safe to use internally or with cats or while pregnant. You can find that at freeoilcourse.com. That will get you signed up to our newsletter, our free intro to oils video course, and get you that free ebook guide with a lot of those basic starter tips and recipes. That's freeoilcourse.com. I'm Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.